take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, May 19, 2026 edition. We have a new sponsor. I'm very excited. I'm drinking his product with my mushroom coffee this morning. And I got to tell you, I love this light gold honey from Brian Bush. Northern Michigan honey. Now, one thing you may not know about honey, but if you buy honey that's within a 100-mile radius of where you live, the bees in the way they pollinate and produce the honey has certain antigens in the honey that helps protect from allergies within your geographical area. Don't ever buy honey from the store from another state. Don't ever buy honey online on Amazon that comes from another state. Some of them even come from a different country. Canadian honey, et cetera, et cetera. Local honey is the best for you. Brian Bush, Northern Michigan Honey, is in Pickford, Michigan. And I got to tell you, this is a very light gold, buttery honey. We had it on our Grape Nut cereal. We shared a waffle, and we put honey on it instead of the maple syrup. Oh, my God. If you like sugar or sweeteners in your tea or in your coffee, you need to get a bottle of this honey. It is so sweet, and it's got this little buttery flavor. It's hard to describe, but it is phenomenal, very affordable. You can get a hold of Brian by calling or texting him in Pickford, Michigan, up in the UP. His number is 906-440-4363. Again, 906-440-4363. If you text me honey, my phone has been set up for a folder for honey, H-O-N-E-Y. It'll auto-reply and send you his contact information. We are trying to get it into Frisky's Farm Market in Atwood, Michigan. They even asked Brian if they could put the Frisky Farm Market label on it, and he said, of course. So if you're ever at the Frisky Farm Market on 31, just south of Charlevoix, go in there and ask them for the Northern Michigan honey. It may have the Frisky label on it. And I know there's other stores that have it as well. Northern Michigan Honey, Brian Bush. Tell Brian Trucker Randy said, hey, and you can text him or call him at 906-440-4363. Love the taste of this honey. I'm sweetening my mushroom coffee with it. Little French vanilla cream and some of his honey, and man, it is fantastic. Highly, highly recommend that you get some. One of the things that I've been following down in Lansing is their perspective on some of the elections that we have going on around the state of Michigan. One of the races is for term limited outgoing state senator Ed McBroom. Well, this is shaping up to be probably the most intense Republican Senate primary in the Upper Peninsula, for sure, but also possibly even the state of Michigan. Current state legislators have broke off from former state representative Beau LaFave. Ed McBroom and others are endorsing Dave Preston. LaFave has responded with a very vicious intensity that feels totally personal to him. To LaFave, Preston is now Domestic Dave, a reference to domestic violence charge Preston received more than 30 years ago. Whether LaFave is taking things too far will be among the many postscripts when this one is over. Well, current Congressman Jack Bergman and his operation are with LaFave. And this is causing a very rare division for the extremely Republican district. 14 of the UP's 15 counties are in this district. And the 26% plurality live in Marquette County, where current State Senator Ed McBroom managed only 36.3% of the vote in his last election in 2022. The rest of the UP has grown more Republican. Although they are UPers first, what happened to be shifting to the Republicans has been very pronounced. It's all but a lost cause for Democrats after former Senator Mike Prusey's departure from the scene back in 2010. Former State Representative Scott Dianda was the most conservative pro-UP Democrat you're going to find. And he struggled to get only 44% of the vote back in 2018 when he ran against Ed McBroom for that 38th state Senate district seat. The Democratic Party nationally has moved way too far to the left for the shrinking pool of working class Democrats in the non-Marquette portions of the district. On top of that, former Democratic State Representative Sarah Cambese getting into the race as an independent will surely make it almost nearly impossible for the Democratic nominee to win this seat. So the question is going to come down to a very, very simple Republican primary. Whoever wins the Republican primary, whether it's Dave Preston or Beau LaFave, they will be the next state representative. Now, here's the problem I have. Here's the main problem I have. Back in 2018, when I was the Republican County Chair of the Antrim County Republican Party, in that election, as the Antrim County Republican Party chair, I drove 238 miles from my driveway to attend an event that Mary Sears was hosting at a golf course for her U.S. Constitution taxpayer party. It wasn't a Republican event. It wasn't a Democrat event, because Mary Sears got fed up with the Republican Party and is now part of the U.S. Constitution Party. She held the event. Again, I drove 238 miles to attend it. In the UP, I forget which golf course it was. It was over near, on the way almost to Escanaba. That's how far away I was. At that event, I got up and spoke in support of Scott Dianda, the very conservative state representative who had been endorsed with an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association. The NRA in that race endorsed Scott Dianda. A-plus rating. Do you know what Ed McBroom's rating was from the National Rifle Association? An F for failure. Well, at that event, I got up and spoke in favor of Scott Dianda, who was in the front row using his cell phone to videotape me. None other than State Representative Beau LaFave. He blasted me everywhere for being a Republican County Party chair coming and endorsing a Democrat against Ed McBroom. Well, fast forward to 2026. Again, that was, what, 8 years ago? Beau LaFave now is running against Dave Preston. Dave Preston has been endorsed by Ed McBroom to be his replacement. I believe Mark Conan and State Representative Bonek have also come out and endorsed Dave Preston. And even U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman and the Bergman Machine are supporting endorsing Beau LaFave. Well, for right now, I'm staying out of this race, but I'm watching it very, very, very closely. I may end up having both of these candidates on my show, asking them some tough questions, and then making a personal endorsement in that race. I'm not sure just yet. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. A little housekeeping. When we had Stacy on from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan, one of our loyal listeners then said, everyone needs to try the laser light therapy at least twice. I hurt my back and couldn't even walk. 4 treatments later, she got me back walking, basically with no pain. So Van highly recommends it. Oh, Roxanne. God bless you, girl. I've missed you. She texted in listening to you, and I want to thank you for doing the hard work and doing it with integrity so we will all be better informed. God bless you and keep in touch. Much love and prayers. Well, thank you, Roxanne. I haven't heard from you in a while. Appreciate the text message. We miss you guys. We need to hook up sometime. We're up in the UP. Love to see you guys. Hey, one thing that I do want to mention about this 38th state Senate district race. Again, out of the 15 counties that are in the UP, 14 of them are now in the 38th Senate district. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe the most southern eastern county of Mackinac, Roxanne's county that I absolutely love, the folks there at the Mackinac County Republican Party, is part of the 37th. If you guys could text me to confirm that, I believe that's still represented by Senator John DeMoose. Mackinac County is in the 37th. All the other 14 counties, Chippewa, Luce, all the way out to Gogebic, Barriga, Keweenaw Peninsula, all you guys, Copper Ridge area, are all part of the 38th. And one of the things that is very interesting, they talked about it in this MERS news service story. The Upers, I know you guys. Vicky's brother, John, and his wife Tammy and family live in Nagani. We've been deer hunting up there with them. Picture Rocks, Tequamanon Falls. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. As a matter of fact, when I'm in a Zoom meeting, my background screen is a fall picture of Tuquamanon Falls. Love it. Hey, Roxanne, David Preston is my rep, and I'm Upper West Corner, yes, of Mackinac County. Is that an accurate statement? Is the Mackinac County the only county that DeMoose represents in the Senate? Preston is your state rep, but is all of the UP except for Mackinac in the 38th? Which is what Dave Preston is running for to replace term-limited Ed McBroom. So I need clarification because they redrew the maps. And, you know, it's really screwy the way they did it between the state reps, districts, and the state senators. Because when I ran for state senate back in 2010, it went from Traverse City up the Gold Coast all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. It was only, I believe, Mackinac and Chippewa at the time. Luce was part of the 38th. So I'm not really sure how that map has gotten redrawn. But I'm going to reach out to Dave Preston. As a matter of fact, Roxanne, if you have... Okay, DeMoose, she doesn't know on that. If you've got David Preston's number, could you text it to me or reach out to him and tell him I'd like to have him on the show? I would like to spend at least a half hour with him. I don't know Dave Preston at all. I don't know his background. I don't know what he did prior to being a state rep. And I definitely want to have him on the show. I have Bo LaFave in my phone. Him and I went back and forth over the years when he was state representative. When I was Fat Trucker Randy, he called me part of the belt and suspender crowd. Fat old guys with big, thick gray beards, with a big pot belly, wearing a belt and suspenders. Trucker, you're just part of the belt and suspender crowd. His quips are pretty funny. But I really have got a problem with him working with the Bergman machine running against Dave Preston. But at the same time, I have a major problem with Ed McBroom. Not only did he get an F from the NRA, but he also voted against right to work when we pushed for it back in 2011 and 2012, which I was very, very much engaged in part of. Well, greatly appreciate hearing from you, Roxanne. Thanks for the text. Thanks for the information. I'll definitely follow up on that. And again, I'll reach out to both candidates, Bo LaFave and Dave Preston from Cedar River, and we'll have them on the show here in the near future. Definitely before the early absentee ballots start going out on June 20th. We'll definitely do that. Final hour of today's show. Short, very short break. Top of the hour news and sports. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the night.